Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Today on a call, I was speaking to a client about like reframing metrics, and I thought I would drop it in here. If you're someone who's done my Radcasters course, you probably heard me say this before. I'm not sure if I've said it in this particular space, but I think it's definitely something worth having, or a conversation worth having, just as a way to reframe the way you see yourself and your reach. You know, one of the big things that happens when people start a podcast, or anything really, but particularly a podcast because it can be a lot of work, is they get a few weeks in and they start going, so I am wondering what is a good amount of downloads. And you know, that question really is like, how long is a piece of string? And the way that I like to look at metrics when it comes to downloads is a bit different, because, and just in general, right? Because I think sometimes we can get, in this world of like social media, we can get so hung up on our reach and our audience and expansion and growth and all that kind of jazz, forgetting that what we're doing is building connection with other actual humans. They're not just a download, it's actually a person. And I feel like that is worth celebrating, right? So as a podcaster, you know, and I guess the reason that I bring this up is because I've suffered that affliction myself, you know, where I felt like I needed my show to be bigger, reach more people, you know, get my message out there further. And sure, I'd still love to do that. I'm just not attached to making it mean anything like I used to. I used to make it mean a lot of things about me, that things just didn't happen for me, you know, like that happened for other people, but not me. And so I created a lot of meaning around what my reach meant about me, instead of actually looking at the humanity of it, right? And as someone who does a lot of, oh, not a lot, but a bit of public speaking, right? It's like I get asked to speak sometimes in front of small groups, like, you know, 15, 20 people. Are you okay? Yeah? Come on, Bill. I get asked to speak in front of small groups, like 15, 20 people. And sometimes it's always worth my time. Unless it's not, Bill, come here. Okay, good. Come on. Right. So you know, but sometimes it doesn't feel necessarily worth my time, depending on who it is and who I'm speaking to, and are they the kind of like the people that will vibe with what I'm saying? Otherwise, it kind of can be a waste of my time. But when I'm thinking about my podcast, it's a bit different, right? Because it's like you guys actively chose to carve out time to listen to me, and that is worth celebrating. It's worth celebrating big time, because you know, I was speaking to one of my clients today about how we forget that it's a person. And you know, if we're speaking in a room to like 15 people or 20 people or 40 people or 100 people, or you know, then we'd probably be really quite happy with that. But often when we're speaking in that capacity, we're also not the reason people have come, right? We could be part of a lineup, and people have come for many different reasons, probably not specifically to speak to you. Maybe they have, and that's awesome, but mostly they probably haven't, right? Like if you're speaking at an event or a conference, you'd be one speaker in maybe 20 speakers. If you're speaking at a networking event, you are not necessarily the draw card either. You know, they're coming to a networking event to connect with each other, not necessarily, and the speaker bit is a bonus. And we do those kind of gigs thinking it's great, but we look at our podcast downloads or our Facebook Live views and start to forget that it's actually a human being connecting with you, and what a gift that is. Because there seems to be this, what I see as like a bit of a disconnect. Most people I speak to say things like, if I could just help one person avoid the mistakes I made, then it would be worth it. If I could just reach and really impact one person, it would be worth it. But then suddenly you're looking at your downloads and that, like, you're getting 150 downloads per episode, or, you know, 30 downloads per episode or whatever, and then you're like, well, that's not enough. But if you've got that many downloads, the chances are that one person has been impacted in some way, right? So then have you not just met your own quota for success? I don't know. I just feel like the way we see our reach, the way we view our metrics, could do with a little jigging. And remembering the human factor. And is it any wonder? I mean, we're, you know, particularly in this space, in this online space, it is a matter of, like, it's about the numbers. It's about how many people you have on your list and conversion rates and how many of those people are going to buy your product and all that kind of jazz. But the core of it is that these numbers are people. They're people who are intentionally connecting with you. What a fucking gift. So I guess this is an ep really for those of you who do struggle with that, who struggle with the comparing yourself to other people, who struggle with the I don't have enough, like I have. Maybe there's a reframe that can happen, because I think not everybody knows, but I know that when I focus on what I don't have, the numbers that I'm lacking, what isn't happening for me, it's not the place of when things happen. They're two different places. So while you're focused on, when you focus on the connection side of things, when you focus on creating because it brings you joy, when you focus on that side of things and forget about the other stuff and your attachment to it, needing to be something or meaning something about you, then you're kind of in trouble, right? Because either way, you're never going to win. It's either never going to be enough, or you're still codependent on those numbers, right? So it's like, so then you all of a sudden, say all of a sudden you explode and you get the number of people that you had wanted, is that going to be enough? Maybe it will. But if you are only happy with yourself and the work that you do in the world, when you have full books, when you have, a big following, then really you're kind of codependent on your business. It's success, your success. It's failure, your failure. Not a healthy place to be. Trust me, I know, because I've fucking been there. An invitation for a reframe, for a focus less, if they make you feel shit, focus less on numbers for numbers' sake, and more on the connection and the humanity and celebrating that people are connecting with you, are connecting with what you're saying, are wanting to hear more from you. Focus on the what is there over what is not, because there's always some pretty good shit there. You know, I just think back to the time where I've started something new. I've started my podcast, I've started my Facebook page. My God, I haven't done that for a number of years, but like, or my Instagram account, or I've launched my website, or I've started a mailing list, or whatever, right? And someone listens, or you create a program and someone signs up. You know that feeling of like the, oh my God, somebody who I don't know signed up for my stuff. Oh my God, this is amazing. And then so quickly we move on to, you know, like it not being enough. So an invitation to celebrate what it is here right now. All right, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.